We have the Vest-a-thon every single February, and we had a huge donor participant, Dr. Willie Wilson, made a very sizable donation to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation of $10,000. And when his team reached out and said, hey, Dr. Wilson is running for mayor, and he's got some giveaways going today. They did the gas and groceries in the morning, and they've got an ice cream giveaway later today, and asked if they could come on. I'm like, hello, yes, absolutely. Anybody that makes that sizable donation to the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation, you know, bring Dr. Wilson on. Why are you running for mayor of this? I love this city. I live in Northbrook. I used to live downtown. Mm-hmm. When people say, where are you from? Mm-hmm. I say Chicago. Right, as everybody else here says Chicago, and it sickens me to see how much this city has deteriorated in front of our eyes over the past. And I'll go back to Lori Lightfoot, right? You know, yeah. Miss talks a big game and delivered a horrible experience for everybody out there. Miss, I'm going to be transparent and closes everything up. So we're like 7.5 years or 7 years into this Michigas. Why are you running for mayor, and what are you going to do different?
Well, first of all, I'm running for mayor because the city is said, messed up.
Mm-hmm.
Jobs, prices way up high.
Safety?
Yeah, crime.
Yep.
And you got to bring this business back to Chicago. Right now, Michigan Avenue is pretty much carrying the whole city, right?
Yep.
So if you don't really bring business into the city, you're running jobs away, and that's not quite right. The people who's running right now, I don't see they having any business experience. And then the other thing is this year, I have a proven record that we love Chicago. We give away millions and millions of dollars a year just to the community.
Yep.
You ain't got to pay me nothing.
I was there. I was at the church when
that's right.
I was there. But by the way, you're a fantastic singer.
Thank you.
And I sat through that entire service at 45th and State. Or
State Street, right, 47th and State.
Somewhere in there, yeah. A beautiful church.
Yeah.
And everybody lined up at the end and after got an envelope so they could, you know, feed their families and mm-hmm. function during the week because mm-hmm. they're out of money. You know, they came to church and there was, you know, they're out of money without your money that you gave them. They probably went to vape that night.
Well, you know, we do giveaways and pretty much majority of it, we don't even write off. Gas and groceries stuff, we don't write that off. We give away $2, $3, $4, $5 million a year. Don't even write it off, you know, because there's a need. But getting back to all this mayoral thing, the people that get in there now, if it's not me, how are they going to turn them out of the city and don't know nothing about trade?
Business. Yep.
And the other thing is this, too, how can you run a city and you ain't never helped nobody? I help people every day.
100%.
Yeah, and so I don't want anything but just kind of get the city straightened out and deal right. And I think the only way you can get it right, budget and everything, you got to bring back businesses
mm-hmm.
that create jobs. You can't run them out of town. You can't run them to Gary, Indiana,
right?
The other state. And you know, you need a mayor that is more than trying to be a mayor for the Chicago Teachers Union.
Ouch. Spot on.
Amen.
Yeah. Right? Listen, yeah. I've been saying since that our current mayor, who is a complete disaster, my words, not yours. And, you know, you might agree.
I agree with you.
Okay, that's fine. I mean, I've seen what he does. I've seen what he's done. I hear what he says.
Mm-hmm.
I see how he portrays himself as a big shot. And it's an empty suit. I mean, it's a beautiful $2,500 suit. Don't get me wrong. Very nicely done. You know, I really don't care what his haircut costs, all that stuff. But he's a puppet of the Chicago Teachers Union. I mean, he's just a puppet. And you could tell.
Well,
are you going to be a puppet of the Teachers Union?
I'm not puppet to anybody.
I'm straight.
I'm a free man.
Mm-hmm.
Spend my own money. Work hard for it. Work 13 years without a paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
First job with 20 cents per hour. Never been in any trouble. Zero.
Mm-hmm.
Work hard to help. So just as we were down south helping our neighbor, so we came to Chicago and we see all these problems here. So I say everybody my neighbor.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter what color you are. I don't use by color, white, black. It doesn't make me no difference.
Doesn't matter.
No. But we all are citizens, and somebody got to fix it and stop being divisive.
Are you qualified to run a city of 5.2 million people, something like that? Are you qualified? Do you have a business background? Lori Lightfoot was an attorney with a government attorney, right? A DA or something like that. We got a social studies teacher in there right now. What are we doing?
Well, look, my background business wise.
Yeah,
I'm a sharecropper.
Okay,
number one. Today I have a company that does about $90 to $100 million a year.
Okay,
we're in all of the United States. We're in China, Vietnam, Malaysia, Egypt, Israel, and I did myself. I used to own 5 or 6 McDonald's. Ray Kroc, the founder of McDonald's, gave me that opportunity.
Great.
You know, and so, look, if you don't know how to run something, you get out of the way. But if you run a $90 million company and you do your own money, you got employees all over those different places, I'm more qualified than anybody there now.
Okay.
And probably I'm more qualified than the average person because, look, you guys, and no disrespect to you, you guys work a job. I don't work a job.
Right.
And don't have to. But you're working a job, you're working hard, you're trying to make a living, you're communicating with people, fine, all right? But people say, are you qualified? When I look at people, if they can't qualify, how to take care of themselves or pay rent, but I'm qualified to take care of myself and thousands and thousands of other people in the state of Chicago, but not only in Chicago, L.A., New York, Louisiana, Florida, all those places I donate to and help.
All right, we got to hit a break because, you know, we got to pay some bills as a business owner. You know that's important.
Nah,
or else line 12 is going to light up, Willie, and then I'm not going to be here next Saturday. But today you're going to be – you already had a full day. You're going to be at the Chocolate Shop Ice Cream Parlor, 5337 West Devon in Chicago at 2 o'clock today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ron Mondell, the owner of the legendary shop, will provide free scoop of ice cream to those who come to meet Dr. Wilson. You're going to be there.
We're going to be there, and we headed after the show here. We're going to head right there.
All right, and thank you. Good luck. And if our listeners want more information about your campaign, where do they go?
Invite me back.
Invite you back. I'll invite you back. Done. Great, Matt. Thank you again for the very generous donation.
Thank you.
And I wish you the best of luck in your campaign. And this is Home Sweet Home Chicago. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.